Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's 4:08. Jordana Green here. Thank you for spending some time with me. David, everything okay in the studio over there?
No comment. We're hanging in there. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of news going on. There's a lot of buttons in front of me that I got to push at the right time, and sometimes I don't push them all at the right time.
I get that. It's okay. I'm glad you're with me on this ride, David. I appreciate you, and you are doing a great job with all of these moving parts.
Thank you.
It's a bit of a scary day in Minnesota today. I have gotten calls from family all over the country, like, what's going on there? Are you guys safe? You know, I had to have some challenging conversations with my own kids this morning, them asking, are we safe? I live in Minneapolis, on the border of St. Louis Park in Minneapolis. My mailing address is Minneapolis. And they were concerned about what is happening as it is so close to us. And I didn't have very good answers. You know, my oldest is 16. She's, active. She has a lot of social causes. And she said, well, Mom, I just don't understand how, you know, breaking into the Target and stealing things from the Cub is going to help. And that's what I couldn't explain. And as a parent, and all you parents out there, you know, how many times have you said this to your kid? I don't know. Parenting is the most humbling experience ever. And once again, I had to look my kid in the eye and tell the truth and say, I don't know the answer to that. But no, I don't think that that's the way. And that's why I invited Nikema Levy-Armstrong on the show. And she got extraordinarily belligerent when I asked her, can you help explain this? And even though I know her organization does not condone this kind of behavior, help us understand. Because when we understand each other, we do better. We move forward as a society. And then, of course, it got me thinking, okay, so what's the best way? How do we do this? You know, Nikema explained that the rioting and the looting happened because people are frustrated. They are seeing Black men being murdered on the streets, whether they are by cops or by somebody else. And it has happened over and over again, and they're frustrated. I get that. I'm frustrated too. I wish this was not happening. I wish it never did. I wish it would not continue. And change needs to happen. And she said they didn't feel heard. So I guess the question to move things forward is, how do you get heard? How do you make your voice heard in this world when you feel it is against you? Now, I know you out there have affected change in your own community. I'm sure you have done incredible things. And I would like advice. My phone number is 651-989-9226. And if any of the protesters or the rioters or the looters are listening as they drive home in their cars, you are going to get good advice from our listeners. How do you get yourself, quote, heard? How do you enforce change? How do you let the powers that be, the man as it would be, let them know, the government, the status quo, that you are not happy with the current state of events? Is looting and rioting the only way? Is it an effective way? You know, in this conversation with my children, my husband said, well, it's in the news still, isn't it? They're getting attention, aren't they? Of course, he was not condoning this kind of violence in any way, shape, or form. I just think he was trying to explain it as a tactic that might be in their mind. And he's right. It is in the news. We're leading the national news for all the reasons we don't want to, you and I do not want to be leading the national news. But the protesters are making, or excuse me, the looters and the rioters. Let's differentiate the protesters between the looters and the rioters, because they could be completely separate groups. Many of the protests were calm, cool, and collected. Yes, they are angry, as they should be. We're all angry. But many of those people, most of those people, did not go and break into the Cub and set things on fire in the AutoZone. So they are different groups. But it seems to be that the story is still in the news because of what is happening in Minnesota right now. Fires and looting and rioting. So my question to you, what is the best way to get your voice heard? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We'll take your calls next on CCO. 418, Jordana Green. Paul is taking a few days off, and we all need a few days to chill. Tensions are high in and around Minnesota, all over the country, really, and rightfully so. A tragedy has happened among us, and we should all be reminded to give each other a little grace. Everybody is angry. Everybody is frustrated. People are scared. So if people snap or they don't listen or seem closed-minded, we should all give each other a calming breath and a little bit of grace. What I'd like to know from you is, how do you get heard in this country? Yes, there are protests. Yes, we have civil disobedience. We have a wonderful way to be able to get our voices heard. But does it work? Does petition writing work? Does marching on Washington work? Or is looting and rioting the only way to get the country to stand up and take notice? 651-989-9226. Bob in Apple Valley. Thank you for listening, sir.
Hello, Aunt Jordana. How are you?
Hi, Bob. I'm well. Thank you, sir, for asking.
Anyways, I just wanted to say, you know, I think change is what we need. And I think there's a heavy hand with the police department, but I also believe that, you know, change has got to come from yourself. You got to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to care about the people I live in, the community I live in, mm-hmm. the city I live in. And change, I mean, being heard one way is, they're being heard, but is it being heard the correct way? I think if the voice they want to have put out, or they want to have a voice put out, but you don't want to put out, hey, we're monsters who want to take stuff that isn't ours, burn things. And I realize that's not the majority of the protesters.
Right, right.
I've heard there's a lot of people who decided to come and take advantage of the situation that's been going on. But there's, you know, it just, you got to change from, you know, and care about and love each other more.
What a beautiful message, Bob. And I really think you are onto something. Change isn't bad. Change is just inevitable. Nothing stays the same forever. So if you resist the change, you will have a very hard time in this world and in your life. Accepting change is a beautiful thing and will create progress. Bob, that was a great message. Thank you for calling. Howie's in Plymouth. Howie, thanks for the call.
Hi, Jordana.
Hello, sir. Hi, Howie.
Interesting times. Oh.
Crazy.
And first of all, I just want to state how very upsetting this whole thing is for so many of us that are rational thinkers, and it's just, there's so much wrong about all of this. I would like to submit that the answer to your question about how to be heard during these times mm-hmm. almost falls into the realm of neuroscience and even psychology, because what I think you see happening, and what happened with Nkema, is that she's so angry and so emotionally charged that there is, once that happens, it's game over, because all you're doing is activating the fears of people around you. This is a matter of style over content. So when police officers are shooting rubber bullets at protesters, they're probably afraid and just acting out of pure fear. So we have to move this whole dialogue from the emotional centers of our brain to the rational thinking centers. They're literally different parts of our brain. And the way you do it is by being very careful not to arouse the negative, rageful, charged emotions in the person who you want to hear you. When in Nakima's case, I mean, I don't think that your audience or you could probably hear her all that well when she was so emotionally charged. We all have this flight or fright response. Once that's activated, there's no listening going on.
Howie, this is a great therapy session. This is super helpful. Are you a therapist?
I'm a consultant. I consult with leaders on trying to engage a little bit more emotional intelligence in the way they lead their communities.
Fantastic.
In fact, I dropped my book at your house a long time ago. I don't know if Mark ever gave it to you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am going to go downstairs and tell him to give it to me now. Howie, this was I want to get to a couple more calls, but this was super helpful, and I think you're absolutely right. When that fear gets activated, you are no longer open to hearing or understanding someone that is other, someone that is different, even somebody that wants to engage or learn from you. You are just on your one track mind there, and then we're done. And that's the danger of having these highly charged conversations without really thinking, okay, I'm going to remain calm. I really want to know the answer, and I really want to learn. And you're right. I mean, protests and riots, they're not the place to learn, but this is. And I'm so glad that you called in, Howie, because I think you added a lot to the conversation. John's in Champlin. John, how do we get heard in this country, sir?
Jordana, you're absolutely right about need to chill out. You know, recently I just was up there on Lindale and Broadway, and the whole parking lot is full at the liquor store. You know, is not the way to go and protest. You know, and I'm a white male, and I think what happened with that Mr. Floyd there was terribly wrong. But to go and to go and loot is terrible, and to have a protest like that, that's not doing anybody any good. You know, in today's paper, Paul Walsh in the Star Tribune wrote that there's a victim that went into the pawn shop and he was shot. Now, was he a victim, or is the man that's in the pawn shop, the owner protecting his property, the victim? People need to chill out, not go drink a bunch of liquor tonight and see how much trouble they can cause.
Yeah, John, you make a really good point. That's it. You're adding fuel to an already charged situation. And I loved what the elders said. The elders came to talk to the protesters of that in that community yesterday, and they said that they need to remain calm. They need to protest calmly. They need to make their voices heard. But this is exactly what they didn't want to happen. I think they're very, very wise. And I'm glad at least they were out there kind of ahead of this. It's unfortunate that certain people did not listen. Richard's in Minneapolis. Richard, jump on in here, sir. Join the conversation.
Hello. Yes, I think it's a tragedy for Mr. Floyd and his relatives. I think that officers should be prosecuted, but the people looting and burning are criminals, and they should be prosecuted. They're not helping the cause. I think there's a weak response by the mayor and the police chief, very weak response by the governor.
What would you have liked to have heard? How could that have been better?
The response? The National Guard out, and the first night when they started damaging the police precinct, they should have had a force along Lake Street protecting the businesses. You know, the people depend on those businesses, and they're only hurting the minority population by damaging those businesses. The people doing it are criminals.
Sad. The whole thing is sad, Richard. Yeah, Richard, thank you. And hopefully those that damage the businesses do. It is devastating, by the way, to see the damage. I retweeted out some video that people of another reporter, Lou Ragus, was in the Cub. If you check out at Jordana WCCO on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, the damage is devastating. I just feel awful for these business owners, and my heart it goes out to them. I feel helpless, though. I just feel helpless. I'm glad at least we're talking this through. Fred's in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Hey, Fred, jump on in here, sir.
Good afternoon. I just want to weigh a few things in. Can you hear me?
We can.
I just want to weigh a few things in. You know, it's not a race thing, white or black. You know, they were all looting. Looting's wrong. You know, that's not the way to get the point across. It's just totally wrong what happened there. I mean, that cop, I mean, there was three other cops there. They should have jumped in. I mean, it's black and white. I mean, the weight falls on them. 99% of the cops are good cops. They're protecting the people, you know, serving the people. That looting, that's our property, the squad cars. I mean, that kind of stuff. There's no way for that. They should be arrested. There's a peaceful way. Go to the Capitol. Talk to your people. Make sure their justice is served. But, I mean, I'm still very upset about it. I mean, and I usually don't take sides, but that cop, I mean, there's three other cops standing there. The guy was rendered harmless. I mean, I've been in all this kind of stuff before, and there was nothing he could do to fight back with them cops. I mean, I hate to say this, but this is the one time in my life, post that cop's address, put a rope out there, and lynch that guy, and the looting will stop.
Oh, Fred, don't be crazy. We are not advocating that, and Fred, I will have that stricken from the record, but I appreciate your empathy for the situation that happened. I think we can all agree that that was a horrible situation, but how to be heard is now the next step. That's the next lesson that we have to learn here. Yes, we should stop killing black people. Yes, you know, we should not have those that are the bad apples on the force. Yes, all of that should happen. But this looting and this rioting is so troubling, and it is just hurting us. It's hurting taxpayers, it's hurting business owners, and it is an enormous problem. We are continuing with calls. And it doesn't have to be on this question. If you are hurting, if you're grieving, if you have seen some of the looting and rioting, if you are out there, call in. Let's share the story. We're all in this together. 651-989-9226 is my phone number. I'm going to keep taking your calls for the rest of the hour on CCO. Welcome back. It's 4:35. Jordana Green here. Paul is taking a few days off, so David and I will hold down the fort for the next week. We are talking about what is happening in St. Paul and South Minneapolis, the protests that turned into riots for some. Of course, many were peaceful protests that just wanted to be heard. And we were taking your calls about what it means to be heard, how to get heard, because these riots are an outcome of people feeling frustrated. And during the break, Rita, a listener, sent me this quote. It is from Martin Luther King Jr. It says this: "And I must say tonight that a riot is the language of the unheard. And what is it America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro, poor and worsened over the last 12 or 15 years. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. And it has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice and humanity." That is a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. that still rings true today. I want people to feel heard in this country, and we are still not doing it right. Joining me now is Todd Walker. Now, normally we talk to Todd about entertainment, things to do, things to go, things to see. But Todd, you are actually amidst many of these riots and protests. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I decided that I wanted to just kind of get a feeling of what's going on in St. Paul. So you'll hear the gnat sound behind me here, because I thought the best way to do that is probably get on my scooter and drive around a little bit, because not just to check it out. There were some things I actually needed to do, but you know, the Target's closed at 2:00, so there was no chance to go into a Target. But I need to pick up a prescription for my father's. The Walmarts are closed. All the grocery stores over here are closed. I don't live too far. I'm in the Selby area is where I live, not too far from the cathedral. And they've told us that it might be wise through neighborhood correspondence, next door neighbor, all those places, to take our cars off the street. The Farrell's Gym, which is just across the street from me, they boarded up They're boarding up those windows. And I did stop into the Nome where they're doing a great deal of construction, the person that took over that building. So they're responding because they have big, huge glass windows in front, and they're trying to figure out what to do. I think it's one of those better safe than sorry, and to take precautions. But being out in it, the feel and the heightened sense of even hostility and rage, even on the freeway, I noticed it's just people driving more erratically. The freeways on 94, because I think some of the often on-ramps have been closed, are just jammed. I mean, the streets are packed, just absolutely packed. And and then people are going in and out of traffic. And it's a very eerie, unsettling feeling. And I do want to just also mention one other thing. I'm so interested to hear Nakima's point of view, and it was kind of you to give her this forum to be able to share with us, and I'm disappointed she didn't take advantage of that opportunity. I really would have liked to have heard that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I it's unfortunate that she didn't, I guess, understand. That's what I was trying to do. I'm a white woman in America. I don't understand what it is like to be a black person.
Yeah, it was very, very clear to me as a listener, and I too, we all feel sorrow and everything that happened, but I would like a better understanding as to the protesting and the looting and some of the things that are going on, for businesses that are, struggling in this time of COVID anyway, and then now setting them back to doing this. It just would be an understanding her organization has nothing to do with that, but
of course,
trying to get a deeper understanding. I was really looking forward to that education piece of it, but and what to expect tonight. I've talked to some other reporter friends of mine. It sounds like the epicenter is most likely going to be downtown. Minneapolis and by the courthouse. Mm-hmm. But you've been in the studio, so you haven't had a chance to probably see as many of the clips on TV. But even Brooke from CNN, the anchor, she broke down on air today. She broke down on air talking to the city councilwoman from that ward. And, respecting her as a journalist and as an anchor over the number of years, I've never seen her that happen. But, she literally broke down during the segment. So it's affecting everybody across racial lines. And I don't know what the next couple hours are going to bring. And I think that's the way you feel as well.
It is. And I would like to think that we are all on the same side. We are all on the side against senseless killings. We are all on the side against racism. And now that we're unified, we need to find a way to move forward in a purposeful way to start the healing. We all agree that this was a senseless killing that never should have happened, that it was a wrongdoing. And it's a huge problem. And I just, I'm frustrated too.
Go ahead. Jordana, do you feel as if some of the tension and some of the actions that are being taking place right now would be diffused if there was an actual picture of the police officer that had his knee on the neck, if he was being hauled off in handcuffs and was marched into City Hall? I mean, do you feel like that would diffuse things? Is that what people are looking for? And that's what I was wondering, and I was hoping I would get from your
exactly. That was what I was going to ask her, the same thing as well. But unfortunately, we didn't get there in that conversation. But and Todd, I don't know, but I think it would help, and that's why we're waiting. There's a press conference that's about to happen. It's already 90 minutes late. The FBI and Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman is supposed to speak there. So we are waiting on pins and needles to find out if there are going to be charges, when there are going to be charges, what is going to happen. But Todd, I do think that would help. And I think the delay on this is a part of the problem.
I would agree with you. And the guest you had on earlier that tried to explain the process and that there's a different system for law enforcement, you did a nice job of explaining it. but it still doesn't seem logical in this situation.
Well, right.
Now, where here right. I am in the mm-hmm. not too far from the state capitol by the cathedral, and there's continual sirens, and it's a Thursday afternoon at 4:45. It's not something you hear regularly, but there's sirens. Yeah. I drove down Grand Avenue on my scooter, and to see people actually protesting. I mean, standing on the streets with big signs. It's something I've never seen. You know, born and raised St. Paul kid. It's just they're looking for something, and I just feel as if there was a picture of the murderer in handcuffs being hauled into City Hall, it would calm this hysteria that we're going through right now, and I don't know what else would.
I don't either. Todd, you are so gracious to give us your time and take a tour of St. Paul. I need you to stay safe, my friend, okay?
You too. Everybody stay off the roads and really stay in your homes tonight, man, you know, not knowing what to expect. And next week, we'll be back with messages of hope and things that you can do around the Twin Cities. But tonight, my hope is that everybody stays home and stays safe. All right? Thanks, Jordana. Have a great
evening. Todd Walker, our dear friend. Yeah, thank you, sir. Our dear friend, an excellent reporter, and clearly emotional at this time, you know, seeing what's going on in his hometown. Although acts of civil disobedience are beautiful, I think. Seeing protesters with signs is a beautiful, wonderful thing. In some countries, you are shot in the street for protesting. We live in an incredible, amazing country. Yes, we have our flaws, but this is a seminal learning moment. If only we keep our ears and our hearts open to the lessons, we will get better. Tammy, Andy, Dave, I see your calls. We're taking them next on CCO. Kind of upbeat music for the day, but we appreciate a little levity in between some suffering. Thank you, David. It is 4:50. Jordana Green here. Paul is off for a few days, taking a little R&R. We're trying to get through this together, friends. We are all trying to work through this. There is confusion. There is sadness. There is rage. There is misunderstanding, frustration, grief, deep grief over what happened. I have received emails from my synagogues, from Jewish organizations, from my children's school about how they are offering support to George Floyd's family and healing for the entire community. And the phones are open. And I so appreciate you waiting. Tammy and Andy, I see you guys. Tammy and Champlin. Tammy, jump on in here. Any thoughts on how to heal and move forward or properly protest?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tammy.
I have never called into a radio station, but I have to tell you, my heart is truly breaking inside. And here I see us again, Minnesota's in the national news for this type of horrific crime once again, and that really is breaking my heart. And the questions I have, you raised earlier, which is really sad, and I don't have an answer for it, but your question about, I think you were talking to your husband, and what's making the news, the riots and the looting, and that's just, it's so, as wrong as it is, what's the right answer? And I don't have an answer for that. I try to scramble, but it has to come from top down. We have got to change things. And secondly, too, can somebody call in and tell me, why is it taking so long? Why don't they at least put these officers in jail so we are doing something versus nothing about this? To at least kind of help, I don't know, calm things maybe, or at least see some action instead of just all these words. So those are kind of my comments.
Tammy, I can feel your emotion. I want to tell you a couple things. I feel honored that you chose to call in, and I understand if you haven't called before, but I'm glad that we connected, and I feel your despair. I think that's what I feel too, because we don't want to be a racist society. We don't want things like this to happen. We want justice to exist in the world, and we want to be able to affect that. And I don't have the answers either. That's why we have the conversations, but I so appreciate you listening. I appreciate your empathy, and thank you, Tammy, for joining us. Thank you. I will tell you this. 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes until the press conference. And maybe, Tammy, we will get some answers. Like Todd said, maybe if we see a police officer being taken away as after he killed somebody on tape, maybe that will bring us some closure, some answers, maybe a tiny piece of justice, or at least get the wheels rolling on the justice. So David says the FBI press conference is about 2 minutes away. Andy, I want to get you in. Andy and Zimmerman, thank you for calling.
Yeah, the reason, the way to make your voice heard is you can change the way that people vote, or people start voting. Like Minneapolis and is a Democrat-run city and a Democrat-run state, has been for years. And the reason that people are rioting is because they're frustrated that whenever a cop kills somebody, they always get a slap on the wrist. They always get exonerated somehow. So they riot because the police think now, oh, I can get away with it. I'll do what I want. Well, these people, the cops keep getting off from this, and then that's why the people riot, because they're mad. They're frustrated that they keep voting in, they keep voting for Democrats. I mean, that's the best way that you can make your voice heard.
Yeah, I don't know that it's one party or the other. I think there's plenty of fault to go around. Andy, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. But I think being open to being heard, being open to hearing other people is definitely a start. David is saying they are assembling for this press conference. And David, you let me know when they start talking. But I just wanted to read to you today. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo, we know he's the Minneapolis police chief, said today that his department had contributed to a, quote, deficit of hope across the Minnesota city even before the death of George Floyd. We now go to the press conference.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.